It's my new partner, Jim Gordon.
You have a little danger in your eye. I wonder what you plan to do with that.
You killed people before? That was war.
This is war. We're at war.
What's your name?
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I promise you, I will find the man who did this.
Put his ass on speaker.
Goddamn right.
Oi.
CJ!
Yeah.
Where you at?
I'm here.
Are you sleeping?
Huh?
Are you sleeping?
I had to do it from my phone, so.
No, I'm here.
Get on Skype.
Okay.
We.
Okay.
Okay. All right, man. Later.
So CJ, where's here?
And what?
Why?
Who?
What the fuck you said?
When Wayne does voices and that accent of his kicks in, that shit is hilarious.
And I'm glad his accent is good. Not like that fucking Butler accent. I don't know what
to do. What? I told Wayne that shit today. I said I couldn't understand a word that nigga fucking said.
And that was the worst Australian I had ever heard. I never knew. He was Australian, man. He like, oh,
what? Because it sure wasn't British.
Yeah, that was the best Alfred I've ever seen. Alright. Anyone who yells at Bruce,
that's not like me when I'm drunk trying to do an Alfred.
Off the roof of the house. Now that is an Alfred I can respect.
Hey, Wayne, that was the only line I understood from him, because after that he just started mumbling shit.
Why, Mike?
Alfred, I've seen.
He sounded like Russell Crowe in that phone booth.
I thought Batman really came to the show. I was like, is that Batman? I hear Batman. Where's
I just
Batman?
Love how he actually just steps over the dead parents to get to Bruce Wayne and walks over him. He don't give a shit.
Alfred is the biggest dick ever in the Batman universe. And I love him for it.
Awesome, Alfred. Yep, I guess we might as well kick this shit off then. So P1, you might as well lead it.
Yeah.
Damn, we back, y'all. It's been a year now.
Back.
The recap crew. How's my people doing? CJ, I don't care about your black ass. I talk to you every fucking week. The lovely Samantha Brown, how are you doing?
I'm well, baby. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm well and good or whatever. I'm still trying to get to Canada, but I realize it's still too fucking cold out there. So when y'all heat that motherfucker up, the nigga will be out there.
All right. And honey, the only acceptable answer to how are you is I'm phenomenal.
Oh. Well, I'm doing better now that we all together again. This has been the most anticipated thing of doing. I don't know how fucking long, whatever, that me and Wayne just decided, you know, fuck Walking Dead. We gotta get back on Gotham there.
Yeah, well, they're stuck in a fucking train. Let's go to a nice, a true dark area. The darkness that's gonna take it to Gotham.
Did you guys notice Mr. Freeze in the show too, by the way?
What?
Yeah,
somebody eating ice cream cone.
When, what's his name, came out of the ocean and he was all like blue and shit, whatever. You notice that? Like a transformation from one villain to another.
Aquaman there as well, I'm pretty sure.
So we're just taking a dip.
That guy fishing. That was Aquaman.
Aquaman helped him out the water.
Yo, have you seen the new like drawing of Aquaman? They got that flowing golden hair and shit.
Like Aquaman's the gayest superhero. Come on,
Fabio's.
Fuck about Aquaman. Come on. It's like Aquaman. What's your powers? I can talk to fish.
I can talk to fish.
That's really gonna be useful.
I can swim faster.
I can swim faster.
I can swim faster than you ever can. Like, oh, okay.
I can hold my breath for a really long time.
Yeah, many women can do that. So what?
When trouble comes to the water, you'll need me. You'll see. You'll see. All right.
Women don't hold their breath, Wayne. We just breathe through our nose. Well,
same
Jesus
thing.
Christ.
Yeah, same thing.
He's like, I started the ice bucket challenge.
No, that was CJ, which was piss poor, by the way. one little, small little,
a little ass
small bucket. You just did that to get naked in some shower with some chick.
With some 15-year-old girl.
She was of age, so
been,
I have, you know.
The mother of your child, all right?
Man, you know what? So much has happened since we've been gone.
Too much.
CJ got a child. Wayne took Jay's job. It. Samantha is a full-blown racist now. So much has been gone. I am the phenomenal one, of course, everyone.
And you're engaged as well, buddy.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that happened too.
And I'm Chicago John. I'm here with kitten woman.
What the fuck are you on?
What?
You mean L'Oreal, right?
No. Not like when I first saw the opening of this show, and then I see a kitten woman, whoever that's supposed to be. I swear to God, she looked like Sammy. Cause Sammy always has some crazy little hair with goggles, trying to feed some kind of cat.
Sammy would rock that costume, I can tell you.
I would rock that costume. I would look so
good. You
would
have done fucking more than she did besides walking around feeding a cat, not talking, doing nothing.
But, Wayne, go ahead and introduce yourself
people
first.
Know who the fuck I am if they don't by now.
No, they don't know who you are, but you've been gone for too long, baby. You've been gone for a year.
You guys have talked enough shit about me on your darkness, so they fucking remember who I am. I counted on last,
we
the last
about
episode.
That's another
was
show.
40 minutes worth of me and my Turtles review that I wasn't even a part of. I'm like, fuck it.
Just like how you wasn't a part of that
because
movie watching
because you guys
experience.
Said, if you don't want to see it, don't see it. I went, okay, I won't. And then the next week,
no, I told Wayne not to go see it. I told Wayne not to go see the goddamn movie. I said, don't go see the goddamn movie because you already hate the motherfucker, so why go see it? Don't go see the goddamn movie, Wayne.
Well,
all Wayne needs is more ammo.
Yes.
Wayne got so excited his voice started cracking there.
Oh, no, that's...
That accent went away and shit. He got all American and shit, huh?
No, I couldn't bring myself... Even to watch this was bad enough, but to bring myself to watch the Turtles, I just couldn't do that.
You know what, Wayne? This is a good intervention for you. Then you're probably the biggest Batman fan out of all of us. You got a Batman tattoo.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. Yeah, I know.
You own Batman Forever and Batman Robin.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Hell,
on the show.
His uncle is Alfred.
He's more Alfred than what this Alfred was.
So I gotta tell you then. What was this? What was your reaction to finding out a Gotham show, Batman show, was being made?
When I first heard the concept, I thought it was just based on a young Jim Gordon with no other characters in it. Maybe start with the murder of Bruce Wayne's parents, and that's it. But no, we're going to throw cameo after fucking cameo, and I was like, this is just
You know what
bad.
I thought of when I first heard it? I thought of year one.
It would have been good if it was more like year one, yeah.
I thought it was going to be year one. When they said it was based on James Gordon or whatever and showing his upcoming, I was like, oh, it's year one then. I'd love to see that into a TV. That'd be like a good TV show. And then watching this episode, I said, oh, it's crappy.
It's like Gotham meets Sesame Street or some weird shit. Just have every character appear out of nowhere.
Dialogue was fucking horrible in this show. I don't
know. Oh my God. Especially when, that big eyed, big beautiful eyed woman who was working for the, what was the part? Interpol or, what was her and, Billy Frank?
I don't know who the
Billy
fuck
Brooks.
She was working for. Yeah, I know who you're talking
about. You know, that she comes out there with her big old eyes, go up to like Gordon's wife. I don't know where, but hey, I just want you to know, some shady shit went down, so, you know, question your husband, even though it can unravel
you
everything.
You reckon those two
were
lesbians, by the way? They keep talking about a pastor than you.
Thank you.
No lesbians.
There was lesbians?
I remember that.
Thank you. I kind of got that vibe.
See, in this show I can
spot that vibe.
The
they were fucking.
Unlike Walking Dead, I can't spot them.
He doesn't know you like I know you, and I've been all up in you.
Mm-hmm. They'd be fucking.
Sammy, you're our residential bisexual chick here. What do you think?
I am. They're totally fucking.
You have tasted the water, so it's,
I have drank from the furry
Thank
cup.
You.
There you go.
And notice how it just goes quiet. So.
Dude, it was furry, what the fuck? you need to tell that bitch to shave that shit, Sammy. What the fuck? Shit, what the fuck, Sammy?
Don't try to
oh, that's right, you're in the hair. I forgot.
only on dudes.
Damn, I forgot. You know what?
Only on dudes.
Okay, well, so we'll figure that out.
Racist,
then, so
just sexist.
You know,
that's disgrace.
Yes.
Oh yeah, damn, Sammy, you grew up. How old are you now, Sammy? You old enough now? You legal?
Honey, I'm 25.
That's it.
Oh shit, she a year younger than me.
You're old children. There you go. That's all I can say.
I love when she says honey and shit like that.
You're all children. He talks all that smack until he comes
here. I'm the old motherfucker
like
of the group. I'm the old one.
It's like boner when she says honey and all that shit. It's like she talks to you like you know, like she's like she automatically gonna fuck you the way she talks. She's just like, honey, you just don't know. It's like when she says that, it's like telling people like, you know, that's probably why like she gets hit on a lot, cause like she says that and it's like, you know, it's like, what do you want, Sammy? It's like, what do you want, Sammy? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
What do I want? Some cities too would be good.
Oh shit, I got both of those.
Oh.
You're taking P1, I'm sorry.
I'll leave the door unlocked.
You have to behave, P1, you're taking, I'm sorry, man.
I know, that's why I said I got the titties too. She can get down with it too, so. Anyway, people,
yeah,
whatever.
All fair and Gotham.
Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, to rewind things back here, whatever, I gotta say, the first 15 minutes of this show was fucking awful. That opening of the I hear a lot of people talking about how gruesome that killing was of Bruce.
Oh my god.
That shit was so weak. I was like,
yeah.
Man, first of all, where'd they come from? They all jumping up laughing like, yeah, dad, we're gonna go to Tucky. Dude, let's do this.
Yeah, no.
Just come out of nowhere, pop their ass, and you just like, oh man, I didn't feel nothing for them two when they got shot though. I was like, shit
right.
Happens, I guess.
I'm gonna say they have never done,
I mean, for my,
no, what was that?
I'm gonna say from my knowledge is, you know, doesn't they leave the theater because Bruce Wayne is, he's too afraid of what he saw in the theater. So he forces his parents to get out. So that's kind of why they got shot, because, you know, he's all like,
that in that scene though. That was the thing. I was just like, and then when he's standing on a roof, he's like, I was trying to fight fear. It's like, but we never intended to see that you was afraid of fear though. So it's like, none of that came up or anything. Like, I personally think they should have just kept
that. No, I think that was bullshit. I reckon Alfred had him cleaning the fucking roof. So when Gordon came along, he's like, get the fuck off the roof. I told you to get off there. Clean that shit up while you're at it.
Yo, that's been funnier actually.
Well, he's a butler. He ain't gonna be butlering. He's gonna get Bruce Wayne into all this shit now. Why should he?
That death scene though felt so fucking forced. I was like, that shouldn't even feel forced. That is like the key opponents of Batman right there. And to watch that happen, I was like, that was actually, that was the weakest thing of the whole show for me.
Well, there was no reason for him to shoot them either. There was no, like in every single version, Thomas Wayne tries to fight back and then he gets shot.
Yeah.
This one is just like, yep.
And that's where the mystery comes in. The mystery is like, why were they shot?
But he didn't even take the necklace though, neither. And that's what they kept basing this off. I was like, I didn't even see him pick them pearls up. Like, the pearls broke, from what I remember.
Yep.
Right.
So I was like, why is they basing this whole show around them fucking pearls or whatever? I was like, and then,
now, wasn't that pearl scattered everywhere? And then when later on they find the pearls and some drug, it's all together. It's all knitted together. Like, this dude,
it all links
into
Aquaman.
Like, wait a minute.
I told you.
Oh, a Catwoman. Uh-huh. Cat girl, she's the worst burglar I've ever fucking seen in my life. I was like, she literally just picked up that milk right in front of the dude and put it in her pocket and like, he didn't see shit.
She goes in his pocket. She literally takes her wrist, goes in his pocket in front of him, almost looks him dead in his eye, then yanks it out and walks away and thinks that she's like, oh, I'm a badass. But wait, I'm young, so I'm not that good yet. I'm good enough.
That was so fucking weak. That was so fucking.
You can even
tell me Catwoman has been stalking Bruce Wayne this whole long and she still don't know he's fucking Batman. I'm like, God damn, bitch, you was useless.
Well, he's not Batman yet. He might not become Batman. This could be an alternate universe.
Well, I'm saying they get older though.
I reckon, as I said, that you connect the pearls, right? But if you connect pearls, where do pearls come from? The ocean.
The
ocean. Aquaman is responsible.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
Aquaman is responsible for killing him because he wants to be part of the Justice League.
Oh
fuck?
I was gonna say, Aquaman framed Batman to get some. He tried to look like a badass, and then he didn't know he was gonna create Batman. So now Batman's more popular than him, and now he's like, angry. Fuck.
Quite right, there's a link.
It backfired.
He's gonna strangle Bruce with some pearls. You'll see it.
Next note, we're gonna find out he's the one that blew up Krypton. He didn't want Superman coming down here or whatever, and he fucked that up too.
So he's the one who shot Uncle Ben?
He shot Uncle Ben.
Aquaman's just responsible for everyone's history. There you go.
He gave Green Lantern the ring, thinking he was going to kill him.
He found the ring in the ocean.
It's possible. God damn. He struck that lightning bolt on the Flash.
But, you know, we're watching this, and you see this opening scene, like we talked about. They get shot. They die. He's sitting there. All this blood is there. You see all these face whips going on. I mean, whatever. Horrifying. What?
I know this is made for a TV show, but I was telling Wayne earlier, I was like, man, they should have put this on cable because it felt like this was some CW shit.
This, yeah, it really was some fucking Vampire Diaries nonsense.
Yeah, some parts of it were really polished, but...
Who is that? Who? What? Wayne?
Who's talking?
I was saying Sam.
Me? No, that shit looked like ketchup. Blood did not look like either ketchup or chocolate syrup.
Sammy, it was so gruesome though. Didn't you feel the violence of the murder?
Motherfuckers, watch Hannibal then.
Right.
Gruesome?
You know what it is? It's because no one's ever seen in an adaptation Bruce's parents getting shot and shot down like that, whatever. So people just like, oh, just seeing it is like, you know, looks amazing, whatever. But it's like, you know, actually, I could have did better without seeing it get shot now.
You know what? You want to make it more gruesome. You want to make it more gruesome. Have him pull out a fucking bazooka and just blow him to pieces then.
You know what make it more gruesome? Okay? You know what make it more gruesome is if after he shot him, he pulled out a knife and started carving their fucking bodies up in front of Bruce.
Oh,
and
my
saying, you
goodness.
Fucking like that boy? Yeah. It's like, why didn't he shoot Bruce? I didn't get that. I was just looking. I was like, man, this doesn't look good. I was like, they shouldn't have showed this. I was like, he would have just shot Bruce instead of just letting him live. I don't get that part.
No,
he
had
shot
the
these
gun.
Two for God, no was, reason.
Maybe he was out of bullets.
He had the gun pointed.
He was out of bullets.
He had the gun pointed at the child. Like, dead center, right between his motherfucking eyes, and just turns it to the side and then puts it down.
You know what that reminded me of? It reminded me of them stupid security, a home alarm security, when they, like, in broad daylight, kick down the door, and then they realize a family's in the home, they look and go like, oh shit, and they run away. It's like, nigga, you made the choice to kick down their door in broad daylight, knowing that they home, and then when you see an alarm go off, you just decide to run. It's like, what the fuck? That's what that reminded me of. I was like, damn. It's an ADT commercial.
I just reckon he was a bad criminal. He only took two bullets, and he forgot about the third one.
And it wasn't about this shiny shoes bit.
Yeah, oh, this shiny
they
shoes.
They cut out a scene. You know why he's got shiny shoes? It's Alfred. Alfred shines his own shoes for Aquaman and then killed his parents.
They didn't even show his footprints, though. That was the thing that was like, the shiny shoes, that shit came out of nowhere. I was like, what? Let me see his shoes, ma'am. I was like, why do you want to see his shoes? What the fuck?
Oh, Gordon's got a shoe fetish. That's all it is.
I see why they don't show detective work in these Batman movies now, because detective work is stupid.
Yeah, they're not corrupt. They're just stupid. Really
not
stupid.
To knowing that almost a billion people in the world wear fucking shiny shoes damn near. It's like, oh, let me check this man's shoes. Now, it's like, nigga! This is the worst detective ever.
But who says he didn't have shiny shoes and threw them out?
Right.
Who says
who
they didn't get stuffed up?
Quite right.
On
who
the
says
way,
it wasn't
like,
fucking raining and he stood in a puddle and his shoes got wet, which made him look shiny? Who the fuck knows? Who cares? Gordon, you're an idiot.
Yeah, so then we finally see our hero.
That's in the first place on ground. Concrete.
Oh, no.
I love
how he jumped in the body.
5 minutes of the show and we already still hate.
However, I did like Bullock in this.
We still talking about the opening show and still hate on it.
Those opening titles, seriously, 2 seconds worth.
Fucking opening was horrible. That was horrible. I was shaking my fucking head. I was like, this is so fucking cheesy, man. I swear. Catwoman, man. Get on her character in the whole episode. She just standing over Britt, ass shot, just hanging on, just like, yeah, Bruce.
Yeah, it was a lot of ass shots for a girl who's probably not legal enough.
Well, I would both.
Want some of the 12-year-old. Yes.
Yeah, it's just a bit creepy.
Why is she looking over Bruce's shoulder, though?
And then the way they were filming her, like, why, like, what point is, you know, what's the point for her watching the whole episode? I'm thinking, like, maybe she had to throw a rock at the guy. That's why he didn't shoot Bruce. Maybe she had to do something. No, she just watched it, you know. Okay, you know, cool beans.
It's only the first episode, and they've already thrown in so many coincidences and shit, and they threw in almost every fucking villain from Batman's Rogue Gallery. I'm just like, I think that my problem with the show right here is that it took away the sense of that Batman created these villains. These people was already villains before Batman even existed.
Well, let's go through who do we know 100% to win it? Catwoman? Correct, right? Penguin?
Yeah.
Fuck knows why it's called the Penguin. Riddler.
Yeah.
Enemy.
Falcone. Fish.
Yeah. Okay.
Two
Riddler.
Fucking coincidence.
Riddler.
Jaden Smith.
Yeah.
I swear, if he comes into this as Robin, I'll quit. If that fucking bitch forces her son to be in this, oh, that'll be it.
I'll never watch a Batman adaptation ever again if that happens. I will not watch that.
They gotta do something where like a time portal go to open up and Jaden gonna come through the time hole and like, Batman, Bruce, how are you?
Wouldn't fucking surprise.
Why did they call Cobblepot Penguin though? I'm with you on
there
that point.
No explanation.
Doesn't he walk weird? I think.
What? Because of?
I didn't know penguins had big ears.
They haven't got fucking ears.
I'm thinking, like, okay, now you remember they took him to that dock at the end of the movie. I mean, at the end of the show, and there was a whole bunch of radiation barrels around. You remember that? Okay. Do y'all notice it? I don't know. Maybe something happened when he was underwater, there was radiation in the water.
They were calling him Penguin before he went to that dock.
Yep.
Yeah. But why did he come out the water eating the food like
he's
that?
He's hungry.
Fucking hungry. You saw how far he had to swim?
I guess so. I don't understand. There was like radiation barrels just sitting there in broad daylight on a dock. For no reason. So I don't know. So yeah, anyway, we saw the penguin, and then, if you've seen one of those, memes on the internet today, they show the comedian.
Oh.
You know, they said that guy may be,
quote
unquote, the Joker.
That could be the Joker.
No. No.
Don't.
Because he was telling jokes on stage. But that was just
that
a meme, though.
That man would be 60 years old by the time Bruce Wayne became Batman. He would be old as... Well, I told Wayne, I said, why is Falcone so goddamn old?
He went for him to just keel over and die.
I thought this was an origin story. Why is Falcone so fucking... Remember, he looks older in this movie, this show, than he did in fucking Nolan's trilogy. I was like, shit.
He looks older than this than he did in the animated series. They look about the same age.
I was like, the Riddler, everybody in here, all these villains are all grown-ass men or whatever, and yet they look the same age as Batman when he becomes, I was just like, nah, I don't, this takes away everything. I was like, you don't care about none of these villains. I thought it was going to be a Jim Gordon show, but it's not even about him. Like, he's like secondary to everything else that's going
on
in
correct.
Here.
If it was, if so it was more based on Jim Gordon and it's just his story of what he did, it would be different. But no, it's just cram in fucking character after bloody character. Put Killer Croc in there next for you, fucking who cares?
I thought he was gonna come out the water when
Killer Croc.
I told Wayne, I was like, man, was that Mr. Freeze when he came out the water? Cause he was all, I was waiting for him to say, tonight, he's a Jew.
You know what happened is, we already saw Killer Croc. It was a guy who was complaining about his
heel. I actually thought that
and with the line, they were like,
no, that was me.
Like, oh, yeah, crocodile tears are. I'm just.
That was hard. Like, that was one thing about the show. I thought it got a little bit better in the second half of the show as far as what was going on, but nothing to grab my attention fully, but the dialogue in the show was still, it was pretty fucking bad. I was like, man, it's almost like Fox, because since it's on Fox, they were holding back words and shit. And I was like, okay.
I felt like the only parts that are actually good was a Bullet on there. I wanted just to follow him because Jim Gordon, he was just a generic white guy that had his head shaved. You know, nothing interesting. Yeah.
He's just thrown in the situation of shit happening. He's a plot device. He's not interested in it at all, whatever. He's just thrown in the situation because it's his show, supposedly.
Right. At least you want to follow Bullet, especially when he goes there and you see Fish and him and Fish hanging out and try to have this whole gangster talk and everything.
I thought Jada Pickett was cool.
Yeah, I thought she was good.
As long as her son doesn't come into it.
Matter of fact, I think... Yeah, I thought, actually, you know what, I thought she was the most interesting character out of all of them and shit like that, cause, you know, you thinking her and, Jim Gordon's partner, they're all cool and shit like that, and when she hung up the phone and said, that motherfucker threatened me. Kill him. I was like, holy shit. That was probably the best line in the whole fucking movie, the show. I was like, yeah.
And then, we forgot to mention Poison Ivy's in this too.
Oh,
God.
Fuck that.
I forgot about that.
My name I
fuck that.
And I have plants in my crackhead father's apartment with his wife beating looking self.
Oh my God.
Which is it? Are you gonna live in the house of an abusive father or are you gonna live in a botanical garden? Make your point. Because usually men that beat their wives don't live in a botanical garden. No matter how good the daughter can take care of that house.
You know what? Fuck this show. This is made for Ivy. When she opened that door, I'm Ivy. I was like, "No, the hell, they just did not say it." they just blatantly throw these out here and saying their names. That's like, I was like, and the thing is, it's the first episode too. Like,
too many. It's just too many coincidences.
They got this out the way. Now we, folks, Jim Gordon.
Maybe this is all a plot. They just threw out all the names early, and they're gonna drop.
No, we still have Scarecrow, Strange, and Dent, and Mr. Freeze to go.
Oh,
right?
Fuck. Bring them all in. Clayface, yep. Hush, Black Mask. Fuck it, just bring everyone in.
Yeah. And just everyone.
Wayne sounds like he can give two shits about this.
I don't. You know what? They should have set this in fucking high school and just had all the Batman characters go to high school. Fuck it. Gotham High.
Together. Yes.
That's a good point. This is the High School Musical of Gotham.
Gotham High. There you go. Perfect.
Fuck it. When's Ra's al Ghul gonna show up? Lazarus Pit.
Ra's al Ghul is a teacher.
How come they... So why was Ray Rice framed for beating his... Oh, no, for stealing the pills?
Nobody knows.
I don't know, actually. I got kind of lost a little bit, actually.
I'm like, did he do it? Did he not do it?
Like,
it looked like him.
What, Ray Rice?
It did, right? It looked like him. I was like, I saw him shoot. Oh. What, him? They were trying to be clever with that shit. Like, guess what? It wasn't him. Dirty cops are working at Gotham. It's like, yeah, we know that from all the fucking Batman adaptations there have been before this. So,
who hide pearl necklace and cocaine bags?
Cocaine addicts.
Or heroin. That was heroin.
He should have hit it in the fucking
And if they
plants.
Planted it on him, why did he run away?
Yeah. Oh, just to get away from Ivy, because Ivy's fucking crazy. Keeping all his plants. And once again, what is the theme of this episode? She sprayed the plants with water. Water. Ocean. Aquaman.
His wife was like Ray, I like how his wife was like Ray Rice's wife or whatever. She's like, no, he didn't beat me. He's a good man. He shot
his plants.
No real plants.
Don't you? I always love it in video games and movies and television shows. Whenever you want to show like a douchebag kind of husband and the wife is douchebaggy, she always got like a Brooklyn accent. Like, you know, shit, I was about to bite me too much.
It's more
that.
Striking.
I don't know.
You know who she looked like? She looked like that chick from Men in Black. The one was like, yeah, he wanted some sugar water.
Yeah.
I was like waiting for her to say, he pulled his skin back and asked me for some sugar water. Oh my, you know, I hate this show.
And to tell you people, if you guys ever have any kind of legal altercation, if the cops are at your house, if you don't let them in your house, they don't have the right to search your house. So if you already let them in your house.
Unless those motherfuckers have a warrant or you're black.
That, you know. But if you let these people in your house and then they want to search the place, they have every right to search it once you let them in your house. So do not let
them in.
No, the dad. The dad let them in.
Okay, he's like,
the hell away, girl.
No, but she said about, oh, you don't want to talk to him because he's an angry or whatever the fuck it is. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever.
A man like that would never let the cops in his house. He should at least know that. But no, you gotta sit there at the table, kitchen table, and interview him.
So what I don't get about it though is, was he set up or was he involved with it and he knew he was being set up, so he just went along. I don't get that, like, so, cause they made it seem like, oh, he was just framed, he was set up, so I'm like, well, why did he run and do all that shit he did then?
Shot at the cops.
Yeah, and shot at the cops and shit and all that. I mean, so why did he do all that if he was framed? It's not like they paid him to do this, and that never really came up because the lesbian scene happened, and you know, that's when we found out there's all crooked cops and shit. What y'all think about Barbara Gordon? Well, she's not Gordon yet. But
she's gonna be.
No, these two are two generic white people.
Yeah.
There's nothing interesting about Barbara. There's nothing interesting about Jim.
Only thing interesting about her is her chin.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
that chin looked like it was cutting through cans, soup cans and shit.
That's how, that's why that other girl know her move. She did that little chin action. Now.
She was chin fucking her.
Yeah, yeah.
Sammy's like, ooh, I never tried that before.
I'm always down for something new.
She's like, Wayne, I got a new chick.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm trying.
I love they had, Billy Brooks, brother on there. How is Billy not getting work? They are putting black people left and right that's smiling and bald. How is he not getting work? He's not trying.
That dude was horrible, man. That dude was the worst actor in the show.
They all were.
He was supposed to be in scenes that was supposed to be intense and dramatic, and this brother smiling in the background, just happy to be part of a show and shit.
I hope we don't get canceled, y'all.
Tell me this.
Even in that scene where he tried to stand up for home chicken, he was just like, is there a problem here? What's going on here? Hold on, guys.
Hey, buddy. Hey, man, don't step up to my girl like that, okay? That's what I'm waiting for him to say.
I like when Jim walked away. That's when he got bold. He was like, if you ever call any problem, you let me know. I was just like, you couldn't say that a minute ago?
Your breath smells like my wife. Vagina.
What did you guys think of the ending with Falcone giving that Joker speech from The Dark Knight?
You know what? I kind of enjoyed that. I mean, he said, look, I'm a businessman. I'm a kingpin or whatever. You got to have some type of law and order. You know, it did kind of make sense because, you know, how you going to run a city if everything corrupt and everything going to shit?
I understand that, too. The Falcone, I know, wouldn't have gave a fucking just killed his ass.
Hey, he said he did him one favor because he knew his father. He said, oh yeah, your father was pretty cool. But then he was like, but your father couldn't take his nose out of other people's business. I'm like, wait, so was it my dad cool or was he not cool? Did he kill my dad?
So was he trying to state that he maybe killed his father or something?
I don't know. Everything's so up in the air with this show.
I mean, by him saying that, he's like, oh, I knew your father. Yeah, I knew him very well. But then, you know, he didn't know how to listen well neither, though. So, you know.
But he was cool. He was so cool that he's dead. He was dead cool, though. I mean, yeah, I really enjoyed hanging out with your dad when I hunk his ass.
Yeah, but
he's dead.
He died in a car crash or some shit.
Yeah, that was called Falcone.
Yeah. Bullshit. He just decided to crash his car because he's got sick and tired of shit. Sick and tired of his son being a pain in the ass. He's like, fuck this. I'm going to be a deadbeat dad and just kill myself.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then you got the whole ending where he was supposed to shoot Cobblepot.
How the hell did Heat Bullock not see that? He's standing right there.
Thank you. I said the same shit.
Okay, that's better.
That was a stormbird. She was taken to the sky. To see how many angels.
I was gonna say, Sammy literally flew in the air. I was like, holy shit.
I flew in. I was up in the sky with CJ.
She was trying to look to make sure Gordon shot that guy from every angle.
How could he not have seen that?
Everybody could have saw that he didn't shoot him.
How the fuck could he not see him not shoot the guy?
And what was it to do about the body? Just leave it there?
I told you, you're the worst detective ever.
That's why Gotham's fucked. The detectives are hopeless.
I mean, come on, you saw at the opening of the, show, the dude, I need my pills, took his gun, I was like, damn, is that easy to get a gun from a motherfucker? Gotham cops are fucking useless,
well,
whatever
even
and
then,
shit.
Okay,
and then,
even when Thomas Wayne and Martha Wayne are killed, Bullock's the only one knows who they are. All the cops go, oh, who's that? I'm like, the fucking most richest people in the goddamn city, and they've been shot dead, and no one fucking knows them. What fucking cops you are?
I'm pretty sure the cops ask, you know, cops can go into the, you know, they have a procedure where they quarantine the body and then they can actually check for identification.
They didn't quarantine
or
shit. Alfred stepped over him to get the fucking Bruce Wayne. They didn't even know who he was.
He just crossed the police line and everything. Remember, they didn't even have a police line up. He just walked
over
and
ask him nothing.
Who is that? And now you hear from the background.
Who that was when he came out? Did anyone know who that was? I didn't know who that was until Bruce stood up, and I was like, "Oh, that must be Alfred because he wouldn't be that excited right now." I guess.
Oi.
He never said oi.
What? He said oi. Didn't he say oi?
He said some gibberish shit. He was just mumbling. I was like, "What?"
I swear he said oi.
Oh my god. And, Penguin, man. I'm just gonna go ahead and say this.
What about Edward Nygma?
I kind of went back and forth with liking him and not liking him.
Terrible.
I don't get.
What about Edward
Nygma? I don't get what he is, why they call him the Penguin, why he doesn't like that. I mean. To me, I thought Jada Pinkett was the most interesting character in here to me.
Jada Pinkett and Bullet.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Why do you keep saying Bullet, John?
Is it Bullock?
It's Bullock.
Yeah, Bullet.
You know he fucks up names, Tammy. Come on, don't even... You know he fucks up names. The only reason why Jada Pinkett probably, though, was probably the most interesting character in here, too, is because she's not based off anything. It's the show's own character and shit like that. Everybody
else
in here was forced and crowbarred.
Hell, they even had a chance, but they killed him. The butcher that came out in his butcher outfit, they could have did a whole episode about some butcher guy
that
going around killing people.
That was fucking Resident Evil, I swear.
But it had nothing to do with Batman, so they could have just did it. I would have watched it.
Resident Evil. Just put a big axe in his fucking hand and put a Resident Evil 4 logo on him. There you go.
Thing is, it's not even a Batman show, though. It's a Jim Gordon show, and yet they crowbarred all these fucking villains. And, like, I thought they was going to solve the mystery of his family's murder in this episode, because I was like, oh, my God, is this whole season going to be about that? Because I kind of don't give a fuck.
Stupid. Okay, yes, they got shot because they were being stupid, walking down alleys.
That's what happens when you walk into the darkness.
Yeah, that's what you get shot. Shoot your black ass. Oh, we missed one important thing of this whole show now. Bruce Wayne himself.
Fuck him.
Yes. Well, you heard it. God damn. Hey, you know, Wayne, on all these shows we've ever done or whatever, this is the least enthusiastic I've ever heard. You hated this show, didn't you?
As you said, I'm a very big Batman fan. But when you cram so much shit into one episode, not even just one show, one episode, I'm like, this is just, it's a clusterfuck. That's what the episode is. Change the title from Gotham to clusterfuck. And Bruce Wayne, seriously.
Gotham clusterfuck.
Look, I think the kid acted the role fine, but as you said, oh, I'm trying to conquer fear by standing on the roof. What fucking fear are you trying to conquer? You know?
Why do we need to know that?
You're not Batman.
This is not his show.
He doesn't decide to become Batman straight away. You know, it's years in development. It's not just, as you said, it's not his show, so what the fuck? Just fuck off.
Did you catch by him delivering his lines, because this is what I kept getting at, by him delivering his lines, did you feel like he was already trying to push the Batman thing right there?
Oh,
then?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
He didn't sound like
especially
a kid that was sad or anything like that. He sounded like a straight-up kid that was looking out for I'm pretty much hitting the Batman tone. I was like, why is he talking that deep and shit?
Even when he told Alfred to shut up, like, Alfred.
Oh, I should have slapped him.
No, he wanted to, but Jim Gordon was there. He was like, I'll fucking beat your ass when he leaves. How about you, Sam? What did you think of Bruce Wayne?
What did I think of Bruce Wayne? I can just make noises about it, I guess. Bruce Wayne was... Either he was a child or he was Batman. He was not anything else. And the acting was subpar, really.
Yeah.
His lines were pure garbage. Yeah, I couldn't really fucking stand that. Oh my god. Especially the last line that he says, like, yeah. To, like, Jim, just like, yeah.
He got his hipster style on and shit. His hair's looking all down and shit. He looked like Tobey Maguire at the end of Spider-Man 3 and shit. He's like, you know. Alfred, shut up, whatever. I can jump on the roof if I want to. Alfred, look at him like, you little shit.
Sit your ass Dominic. Down.
If you die, I'm out of a job, you bastard.
That's the other thing. How come they have to announce the entire name? Like, I'm Alfred Pennyworth. I'm Bruce Wayne. You know, I'm Edward Nygma. Who gives a shit? You don't need to fucking do that.
That's a good point.
Fucking annoys me. We know if you
all they gotta do is say the first name. It's like if you see two grown ups get shot with a kid. You don't have to say, "Oh, Mr. Bruce Wayne." You just go, "Bruce."
Do you know? I'm surprised they didn't have a sign in like Thomas Wayne's hand saying, "Thomas Wayne, I am Bruce Wayne's dad, now dead," just to make it really obvious who they are.
And they did that shit with Penguin too. Like,
but they did that shit. No one hit him again. Nolan did that shit with Robin. Oh, my name's Robin. No, it's not. It's fucking Dick Grayson. We're not that fucking retarded. You don't need to suffer and say your name's Robin.
God damn, you just made me remember why I hate that part so fucking much.
Treat your fans like Jesus fucking God. Morons. We know these people.
It's like, oh, nobody would know who that was if I say Dick Grayson. Motherfuckers got phones now. They know how to look shit up.
Come on, Dick Grayson's a well enough known name. You don't need to call him Robin, as you don't need to say, I'm Alfred Pennyworth. I am the butler to Thomas Wayne and Martha Wayne. I look after this little cunt, Bruce Wayne. No, you don't need that shit.
You know what I said he should have called him? Terry McGinnis.
Yeah.
Motherfucker looks
who
like
else?
Terry
you
McGinnis.
You don't know what year it is. What? You don't even know what... The year is so crazy because they got... The big old wax station wagon cars, but then they got cell phones. Or did they have cell phones? I swear I saw cell phone, but it was like in the early 90s or something like
that. They did have cell
phones. Yeah, you did see cell phones. Yeah, they did have cell phones. So I'm thinking this is somewhere in the mid 90s, man.
Who knows?
Okay.
Retro future thing.
Retro future.
There were some moments where the city looked decent, and then there were some moments where I was like, either you're gonna keep the comic book feel of it, or you're gonna go back to the Nolan version. Like, which, keep one. Don't fucking mix two of them together, whatever and shit. Cause I was like, some scenes, like, when it opened up, straight up comic book feel. And then, like, halfway in the middle of it, it was like, it was getting a little darker and grown. I was like, alright, they don't have a style for this film. I mean, I'm willing to give the show a little bit more chance, cause, you know, usually the first episode probably is fucking horrible. But after the third episode, man, this if that shit is still like this, this looks like it's following the trend of Arrow, and I fucking hate Arrow. You.
I know.
That's a horrible fucking show.
I think we all have about like two more episodes of this Gotham.
Walking Dead.
Because yeah, none of us are interested at all.
No. And as soon as Walking Dead come on, we totally, if it's not doing well.
Hey, we can switch to Blackish if you like. That came on today. Because none of us sound interested in this show at all.
There's so much. There are so many fetish shows. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean, to be honest, I was kind of interested, like I said, in Bullet, his whole following him just a little bit. I like that actor because I remember he had a show on Fox a long time ago where he was like a comedian or whatnot.
Heaps, man. That guy's been in Sons of Anarchy and heaps of shit. He's actually a talented actor.
He really is. He's very interesting.
But
I kind of thought he was James because he had a little beard going or something. But and then you see this one random ass white guy come out. I'm like, okay, well, I'm done.
But do you guys think that this episode and this is coming from me too with the last one. But do you guys think this episode spoiled too fucking much already of the series? Like, they gave away too much. Like, there's really no mystery to this shit no more. It just sounds ignorant now at this point.
Yeah.
I just don't care. Like you said earlier, I don't care to try to find out the murder, who murdered the Waynes. Why do I care now? They already did the whole reveal, newspaper articles and everything. Look, I'm like, you know what? I didn't even see no point telling Bruce. I mean, I know you had a good heart, but just fuck it at this point. I'm a corrupt cop then.
I don't even remember James Gordon having that relationship with Bruce like that, but okay.
Yeah, fuck the rest of the characters.
Able to go to his house all the time. Hang out with him.
He trying to become his new daddy and shit.
Tell me if I should still be a cop or not.
What do you want from me? Right? I'm 9 years old, motherfucker.
My parents are dead and I got $1 billion. You be an adult. Be an adult, Jim. That's what I would have told him.
From
Bruce
the
Wayne,
look of this poster, it looks like this little Bruce Wayne is going to be prominent in the show. And I was telling Wayne, I think they should not show Bruce Wayne at all. I think he should just be an image in the background. I don't think
first episode, they should have done the whole Wayne's death, and then that should have been it. Never see him again.
Yeah, I'm completely with you. You should never see Bruce Wayne again. Like, they should have did that shit in the newspapers, on the TV, the Wayne family was shot, and picked it up from there. There should never been a shot of Wayne. Cause now, this show is riding off of, this is Batman, and these are his villains. Don't you can't wait to see them and what else they get into and how they became who they are? It's like, no, at this point now, I don't give a fuck. I don't care about the Penguin now, because you didn't call him Penguin 4 fucking times. So it's like,
why?
There's nothing to
there
the Penguin.
There was no
he's
reference
crime
to
boss.
Why they should call him Penguin.
They did that joke one in New York. I was like, okay. I swear, if that
hopefully
comes out,
that's not the Joker.
Joker. You know what? I just thought of something. Jada Pickett is Harley Quinn.
God, no.
No.
Fuck that.
No.
No, no, no.
No.
Oh, I him. Love you, Mr.
Hey, hey.
Yep.
She likes yep. him, remember? She likes
no.
the Hawk.
That's true. But Sarah Paxton just got casted, so she's probably going to be Harley Quinn.
Who else are they going to put in this fucking... Seriously.
How old are Harley Quinn going to be?
Harley Quinn's going to be Sarah Paxton.
How old is she?
How old is that girl?
She's like 26.
They're too old. Stupid.
Okay.
Oh my
fuck
god.
Yeah. Batman. Oh, fuck this show.
Catwoman and Harley Quinn supposed to be the same age. What the
fuck this fuck this show. Fuck it.
Great.
Alright, that will be an interesting, oh my god, if the Joker were dating like a 14-year-old.
Oh my
I love
god.
Your heart.
Good lord, that would be terrible.
You know that's how there was only one black person in the show too?
It was two. It was like the black man. Three. Yeah. Well, four if you count the big-eyed one, the one that was sleeping with Jennifer Gordon.
I was like, damn, ain't really that much diversity in this fucking city, is it? I was like, I got to see all of this fucking city, and yeah, I see nothing but white people.
Come on, you can't have a show about crime, and then they all be black people in the back.
I didn't say they had to be black people. Where the Mexicans at in this motherfucker? It was Senor Hector building that truck in the background, shit. Where was them Negroes in front of Home Depot when he so-called shot Penguin?
Because, you know, if it was a black guy who killed the Waynes, they'd have been locked up and killed already. Guaranteed.
All the black people. You would have had that, the real Commissioner Gordon say, kill them, get them all! Which one? All of like, them!
Morgan Freeman would have popped out from one and shoot that motherfucker right
there! Where's Lucius Fox? They'll bring him into it as a kid as well. He'd be playing around with technology and shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Even though he's like Morgan Freeman's voice.
Why, you know, they're gonna run into a geeky black guy who's invent gadgets, who have gadgets and stuff.
There were so many pop-ups in this, I waited after the credits to see if Samuel Jackson would pop up and be like, you ain't the only superhero in this town, Bruce. You ain't the only one with your family that got murdered in this town. I was waiting for him to be holding Superman, just saying, you ain't the only one whose family got killed. Shit. So many.
Orphans assemble.
Young Justice League assembled.
I still reckon we're right. I reckon Aquaman's the one who's responsible for all the heroes now, of all time. We never knew it before.
Aquaman created fucking Penguin.
Even the Ninja Turtles. He's the one who dropped the fucking ooze down the sewers. Fucking around.
He dropped ooze.
Fucking around with his water also, and got that shit out of there.
Also, on the new one, it wasn't April that saved the turtles. Aquaman. It was Aquaman. everything that Cy-El, he created Transformers too then.
Yeah, Cybertron, he stole the cube.
He created Caesar.
Oh, fuck. You can link him to anything.
Talk to the
water movie. Apes.
Let's get into final thoughts here. CJ, final thought.
Final thought, I don't know. I definitely need to check out a few more episodes. It did a lot of misses. Like you said, the dialogue were pretty bad, especially when it involved the love scene with him and his wife and the mistress, lover, maybe. You know, and then, oh my goodness. Hopefully they crowbarred everybody in this first episode and they're gonna stop it now. So, well, let's see next episode. I have a better determination, so right now I'm giving this a stream it, a low stream it. So that's it.
Damn, did you just give an accurate rating for it? What the fuck? Hold on, why the fuck you can't do this on Darkness at the Movies?
I can't do that on Darkness at the Movies. It's a different show.
We about to have an intervention real quick. Hold on, Samuel Wayne. Hold on. Did you just give a fucking accurate rating?
I'm sorry. I apologize. I give this a. If I was young, taking a poison capsule to become a villain, but I got the cure from Batman.
Poison capsule? What the
But it
fuck?
Was it was too early rating. That's what I give it.
That makes more sense.
I'm bad, but I'm not that bad yet. So I'm still on the verge of transforming to a bad guy rating.
I give this no Catwoman poses at all. How about that?
I give it three underage Catwomans. Spread eagle.
That woman was a pedophile before a pedophile was a bitch. She was checking out young boy Bruce Wayne from afar. I like how the whole time when Gordon and them are there checking on Bruce Wayne, she's just up on the stairway just watching like, Hey little hey, boy. She's like Mr. Rogers and shit. Hello, neighbor.
This show, it secretly messages is putting in for pedophilia because you got Alfred looking after a young boy. And a young Catwoman feeding a pussy. So, it's pretty short. Secret messages all there.
Oh my goodness.
And Penguin beating another man with a giant bat. So.
But Aquaman though.
Aquaman handled
it. He was in that rain as well that was pouring down.
That was Electro. What are you talking about? That wasn't Aquaman. That was Electro. Didn't you hear that bebop music in the background? Electro. Sure, I knew I heard some good ass electro music in there. How about you, Miss Sammy? Final thoughts.
Final thoughts about Gotham. It was more off than it was on. The scripts were terrible. The actors were crowbarred in. The only good parts were with Fish. I loved Fish. I loved the way that she was going with that. Bullock was fun. Everyone else was garbage. And I had a problem with the transitions of the style of the city. Like you said earlier, like it went cartoony and then realistic, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I'm like, you gotta pick one. Just pick one for me, please. I want some consistency. I don't like the pedophilia with Selena Kyle. That was terrible. The whole thing, I didn't fucking like this, you guys. I didn't like this at all.
You're like, you know what? You know, fuck it. Why am I being nice? I fucking hate this show.
I really do not fucking like this. This is not the worst thing I've fucking seen in my life, but it's still pretty fucking bad. But you know what? I'm still gonna watch it. I watched the Arrow series for like 2 seasons and I wanted to kill myself, but I'll do this one. I'm just worried about the second episode. It's called Selena Kyle.
What? See? Even the titles are gonna announce the whole fucking name.
Serious?
Selena Kyle. Fucking dead.
You know what, guys? Next week I think I'm busy. Wait, are you fucking, Sammy knows these things with the titles and shit like this. Are you serious? Next week is called Selena Kyle?
Called Selena Kyle.
Oh my god.
Oh, fucking, how old do you guys think she is in this show, by the way?
Oh my god.
She looks a little older than Bruce, but yet she still looks like she got that baby face
going
on.
She's probably like 17 in real life, but she looks too young.
Hey, but guess what? We're going to find out her origin next week.
Well, who cares?
That's going to be awesome, dude. Can't wait. I can't wait to find out how a cat burglar started at the age of 10. Oh, I can't give a fuck. I'm with you, Sammy. The only thing I thought was interesting in the whole goddamn show was Jada Pinkett. And like I said earlier, is because she's not a character from Batman's origin story or anything like that, whatever. So it was a new character. I thought this was supposed to be a James Gordon show, but he really is just a sideshow freak in the background compared to all this other shit. Cause this show is pulling an arrow by saying, hey, look at this. Hey, there goes Joker. Hey, there goes this right here. It's like, okay, that's not why I wanted to watch this show. Someone asked us last night, CJ, do you ever think Black Mask or somebody like that be prominent? And I said no, because fucking Joker's still alive. And I guess this just proves my point. As long as these motherfuckers are still alive, you ain't never gonna see characters like Black Mask and shit like that, because they don't think he's popular enough like the Joker is. Again, so I hate it. Now that we talked about, I hated this fucking show. I didn't like a goddamn thing about it except for Jada Pinkett Smith. So yeah, fuck this show.
Well said.
How about you, Wayne?
Simple. This show can suck my Batman cock. Alright, fuck the whole goddamn thing. The more we talk about it, when I first watched it, I was like, yeah, it's not good, but it might get better, but no, fuck it. We're talking about it more and more. This show is a piece of shit. I would rather watch the new Ninja Turtles than this fucking thing. I tell you. It could get better, but I doubt it. I said, you got pedophilia with Catwoman, bloody Alfred and Bruce Wayne. You got some bloody Ivy playing around with her fucking plants, not giving a shit her dad's just been killed or any fucking thing like that.
Beating the her mom. And then, I'm sorry, Wayne, but when he came back, when the Gordon came back to the house, why does he have a black eye? Like, who beat her at that point?
It would have been him. Or the plants.
Did I?
It was the plants.
Oh, the plants. Okay, I got you.
The plants were strangling her. That's why she's feeding them.
Oh,
Aquaman's supplying Ivy with special water to make her plants grow, so they can strangle her parents. Makes perfect sense.
I swear to God, next week if we see a skinny kid, they call him Bane. That's his nickname or something.
Oh, please do that.
I'm done. I'm done, you guys. If that happens, I'm done. I'm checking out. I'm not watching this show anymore. I'm gonna pull a CJ. I'm gonna watch it while we're recording.
He has to be a Latino Bane. A little Latino Bane.
Oh my God. You know what I just said? How come there ain't no Latino? The little Latino Bane gonna come up here, I swear. Oh God. You know they're gonna make it like Bruce Wayne was friends with this guy, some shit like this. A kid, they grew up together. Like, oh. Fuck me.
They should have said it in high school, man. And they should have all been a big joke, because then that at least would have been different and funny.
No, you're absolutely right, Wayne. And the more we talk about this, the more I hate this fucking show. I think that's our specialty. Every time we talk about something that we just like, it's okay. The more we talk about it, we just end up hating that motherfucking. I'd rather shave Wayne's balls than watch this fucking
episode. So would I. Well, that's a good way to end the show.
Selena Kyle's supposed to be 14-year-old girl in this show.
She looks 7. Let's just say this. If I was to ask her out, I'd be like, can I see your ID first? I don't trust you, girl.
Well, I guess that's pretty much it. Until next week, hopefully it gets better.
Yeah, we back now. Back. Yes.
Back. Hey, we got nowhere to go, but. Down.
It can only get better. Or worse. One way or another.
You know some Batman fan out there right now saying, you guys just don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get it. That's your problems. You know Batman fans.
Yeah, okay. You know what? You're right. If there is someone out there listening to that who does say that, just get fucked. Just go and get fucked.
And you know what I say to those people that's out there that's thinking that right now? You can contact Wayne on Facebook and tell him all about why he's not a Batman fan.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Don't hit up any of the rest of us up. Talk to Wayne.
Stick my Batman foot up your fucking Batman ass. I'll tell you what you can
tell. Jordan Marquez could have been Batman.
No, don't go that far.
He was in The Batman.
This nigga, he could have been fucking Cobblepot in this goddamn show when they went. I'm looking at photos from it right now. This show is bad.
Oh, well.
Let's get out of
here, people. Cobblepot looks like he's constantly about to rape somebody.
All right, people. Thank you for listening.
Well, all righty, people.
See you later.
Yes, and that's the darkness. The got ham. So we'll be back next week. I'm Chicago John.
I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Wayne, sadly.
I'm Sam.
And yes, we'll be back.
All right, we'll talk to you back the next time.
I miss those goodbyes.
Mm. Fuck the show.
Fuck the show. What the hell?